Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Hi, welcome everyone. Thanks for being on the show today. I am Adrienne and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're going to go through the Voyager cards, doing a monthly reading to see where you're at and how it might apply to you in terms of your personal life path. We're also going to talk a little bit about empathy as well and our empathic gifts. It's one of the things that this show kind of works with is people who have indigo gifts, you know, being on that indigo spectrum of having higher attributes, special traits, your soul blueprint, things of that nature. So I just got back from Europe, actually, and was gone for about 21 days, touring around to different countries. We went to, started off in Germany, then Amsterdam, then Bergen and Oslo in Norway, then over to Berlin, back down to Wiesbaden and Frankfurt, over to Mallorca, which is off the coast of Spain, and then over to Prague, and then back to Portland. So it's a bit of a whirlwind trip. But one of the things that really struck me while I was over there is just the difference in the culture that Europe may have in terms of emotions in general really got my attention around that level of maybe having better boundaries and how, even though people might be compassionate or caring, I found that their energetic force field in terms of empathizing another person, that they had really good boundaries in terms of giving people their space just to be in their own energy field, to manage their own emotions. And again, it's not that they weren't helpful, you know, when help was needed about things, but their level of empathy seemed to be a bit more contained. And I was just learning a lot from that. You know, I found that that perhaps some of the empathy we have here in the U.S. is maybe kind of heightened in a way that may be almost over-exaggerated or overly intensified in terms of perhaps, you know, maybe it's our own survival, or maybe it's not knowing better boundaries, you know, with people. The other thing I have felt is that people who have, there's a book called Attached. And in that book, they go through different scenarios of we all have different styles of attachment. And your primary three attachments are stable, like somebody who's like stable attached. And that means that they usually have pretty good communication skills. They have a way of thinking that might be a little bit more kind of stable, and they don't overly attach to somebody and they don't avoid somebody. So they're more stable. The second type of attachment style is attached. And that's when somebody can get overly attached to something or a cause or a person or a purpose, but they get overly attached, and that creates kind of an anxiousness. So kind of an anxious attachment style. And then there is the detached, like somebody who's avoidant, where they may not tell you what they're thinking. They may not tell you when they're going to be there. They may not want to get too overly committed to anything, and they might be a bit avoidant. So there can be some combinations of things in there as well. But, you know, in kind of moving through Europe and watching people, they seemed somewhat self-sustaining in a lot of different ways. And a safer sense of maybe feeling taken care of or whatever, but a little bit more stable in that way. And I just learned a ton about it because I tend to run a little bit more anxious attached, and in that maybe even overly empathing others, which can come at a cost of our own nervous system, our own energy field, our own immune system. There's a lot of things that when we empath other people, it really affects a lot of things in our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And until stepping out of my normal routine, which is one reason I think that traveling abroad or traveling outside of your normal community can be so helpful, is that you do get to see other people's ways of life and how they interact and some of their own cultures and things of that nature. And but this is, you know, I've been several times before, but this is the first time I really noticed that. So I assume that that's something I'm personally working on, is having better kind of emotional boundaries with people so that they have a right to kind of feel what they want to feel without me thinking I have to fix it or I've done something wrong. So if you do run on that more anxious, attached style, what you'll notice is that you might be very concerned about what other people are feeling, what they're thinking, if you've offended them in any way, if you've upset them, if you're the problem, things like that. If you're running on the avoidance side, you know, there might be some similarities to that, but the way you deal with it is to avoid, to step back, to get almost too detached to situations and people. And then people who run on the stable side might keep it, you know, in perspective and realize not everything's necessarily about you, and other people have their own path and it's okay. And if you have done something, you talk about it. But 9 times out of 10, it's just what the other person is going through. So it was a real great eye-opening experience and learning on that level. And, you know, because I've talked so much about empathy on the show, I was just wanting to kind of bring it up a little bit, just because it is an amazing gift that we have to be empathic and to sense, you know, what another person may be feeling. But in our particular culture here in the U.S., there's also perhaps kind of, you could say, kind of like a high level, there's a lot of books, a lot of conversation being written about narcissism, and there's a lot of books and a lot of conversations about people who are empathic. And I find that those two kind of parallel one another in terms of the narcissism and the empathic people. And it kind of sort of takes two peas in a pod for those two patterns to work really well, that people who are highly empathic will usually take on other people's issues, and people who run on the narcissistic side of things may be not so connected to their source energy in certain ways, may not always be thinking about it or operating on that level. And then the empathic people will sometimes feel drained or used, or they're giving their power away. But if they weren't overly empathing, I find that the balance in this particular culture of having these two extremes really playing out, that gap would probably come more in balance. And just wherever you are on that energy grid, you know, something to kind of work on. So people who are highly empathic, start to consider sort of when you're working with people, you're hanging out with people, of, is that really about you? Is that any of your business? Do you want to overstep that? I have a tendency to maybe overly want to assist. And one of the consequences of that is I create more karma for myself. I sort of step into situations that if I had just sort of stepped back and let other people work their stuff out, my life might be easier, more graceful. I might have more energy. I might put more time and energy into things I really want to do and learn and experience, and just be a little bit more relaxed, right? But whenever I step out and get overly involved, because I'm empathing at such a high level with people, that I intervene and I get in the way sometimes, and then it might kind of interrupt those people's soul life path in terms of what they're trying to learn, and just instead of just letting them handle it up front. But in the process, it then becomes my karma. So then I have to work it out. So that's one of the reasons I kind of wanted to bring that up today, is because even though empathy is an amazing gift and attribute, it is one of the higher, you know, sort of divine gifts that we can have as a human being, is a high level of empathy. But at the same time, after my experience in Europe, I'm really seeing how maybe overrated empathy is as well, in having more of a balance and just better boundaries. One of the techniques that I have learned that, you know, from one of the people I study energy with, that I have found helpful, is creating, it's called like creating a permission rose in front of you. So it's like imagining this beautiful white rose in front of you, you know, about the length of your arms, right? So about in front of you, about out to here. And it gives you a little bit more breathing room in your energy field, so that you can just, you know, expand and take up space about out to your, you know, the way your arms kind of come out. And what I find with empaths is that we tend to bring energy in right on top of us. Like, we pull our energy fields way in so as not to take up too much space. And we're always empathing other people's emotions, which then kind of overwhelms our nervous system and our energy field. So when you just expand your energy and you put a permission rose, imagine this beautiful white rose in front of you. And it's a permission rose that says, hey, unless I'm giving you permission to come into my energy field, I need you to kind of hang, you know, stay out here. And for empaths, the interesting thing is, it reminds me not to overreach into somebody else's energy field, so that I'm not invading their space, or I'm not kind of overstepping boundaries in terms of picking up on their emotions, their feelings. Usually empaths will do that for their own survival, because we're sort of we're seeking connection quite a lot as empaths. And, you know, you'll find other healthier ways to create that connection with others. So really good to kind of keep in mind that capacity of just holding that permission rose in front of you. And it energetically creates this really beautiful, energetic, very balanced, harmonious boundary, to where you're allowing in higher energies of love and light and sending it, but you're not taking on more than what your fair share, or you're not allowing others to overstep into your energy fields. It's just a beautiful balance. And as a healer and doing sessions with people throughout the day, I do set my sessions up that way. In my personal life is where I have more issues with it. So just kind of practicing with that as an empath will go a long way. And I hope that that will help you to feel a little more balanced in your own energy. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back and talk more about our emotions and the Voyager cards.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake Up on Purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you struggling with truly being happy in life? Do you often question who you really are? I'm Tracy Lynn Wallace, a self-love mentor and life coach who can help you identify and access subconscious blocks to move you into a place of freedom, success, and happiness. Visit inspiredwisdomcoaching.com to sign up for my VIP list and get updates on my exclusive workshops so you can awaken your magic within. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
Hey, welcome back. All right. So we're talking about empathy and emotions. Another resource that I want to bring forth today is Brené Brown's most recent book, Atlas of the Heart. It's an excellent book. You can also get it on audiobook. So I would highly recommend the audio aspect of the book because she's the one reading it. And for one, she's very entertaining. But for two, the way she reads it, it's very personal. It's like she's talking directly to you. But she really will oftentimes kind of repeat certain things that have like certain impacts, and it really gets you to sort of think about it. So it's a little bit more engaging that way if you're audibly sensitive. Highly recommend it. But Atlas of the Heart, it's really kind of a book that takes you through it kind of raises our emotional intelligence, because even, you know, with the emotional intelligence you might have as an empath, the way she breaks them down chapter by chapter into the distinguishing aspects of different emotions, like this is sorrow and this is grief, and this is what this feels like, or this is anger and this is frustration, or this is happiness and this is joy, or this is love and this is caring. She goes through the majority of a big spectrum of human emotions. And with each one, she has a story that goes along with it. And I found that this is probably, I would say, one of her greatest works, because it's helping the human heart to evolve, but it's also helping the human heart, therefore our human consciousness, to evolve. And with the stories that she tells, wherever that emotion might be living inside of me, or maybe I've seen it in somebody else that I'm close to, I had this much deeper appreciation and connection to it. But it also helped me to actually move through those emotions. Like, we have pockets of emotions that are maybe stored in our heart or in our emotional body. And it's sort of like if you watch a movie that provokes you to kind of cry or to laugh, it helps it to release in your body. So with Brené Brown's book, Atlas of the Heart, it also does that. It's like when she tells these stories, they're so authentic and so, well, authentic actually is probably the best way to describe it. And what happens is that you will actually go into these emotions and you start processing your own feelings. And so going back to the empathy for a moment, that one of the things I feel with empaths is that we do tend to pick up on other people's emotions to such an extent that we have a tendency to lose track of our own feelings. And Brené Brown's book, Atlas of the Heart, brings you back to your own feelings and your own personal space that empaths tend to sacrifice for others and for their feelings and emotions. And, you know, perhaps, like I said, for that pseudo sense of connection or for our own survival, particularly in your childhood, if you have had a chaotic childhood, a childhood where there might have been parents with addictions, divorce, things along those natures, any kind of abuse issues, anger issues. anything that might have made you feel unsafe for whatever reason, or parents that just weren't maybe taking better responsibility for themselves emotionally or for others or for you, then that can all trigger that. And so as a child, we'll almost be groomed in a sense to, especially if you came in highly conscious with indigo gifts, high empathy, higher consciousness, and divine gifts already activated, then you'll tend to use those high gifts for some of these lower vibrational resonances. And it's almost, it's kind of a, I don't know, I mean, maybe a waste of our time, maybe kind of an abuse of our gifts in a sense. But it's not really what we're meant for, you know, like we have a different calling, like our own soul blueprint that we came here to fulfill. And that requires us being super connected to ourselves and to our own knowingness, our own inner voice, our own inner intuition, listening to our feelings, listening to that inspiration that comes from the divine. But as empaths, we oftentimes are so plugged in to the people that are in our lives that we're close or connected with, or even the collective consciousness, that we get lost. We lose ourselves quite easily the minute we get around people. So if that sounds familiar to you, that you do feel like you are empathing and empathizing almost to a fault, to a place that it's you're losing yourself, you don't really know exactly who you are, then that will kind of backfire in your energy field. The Brené Brown book, it's a really good place to start, really. And again, Atlas of the Heart, really a lot of things that she teaches goes along that way. But that particular book, like I said, it brings you home and it kind of gives you permission to start feeling things that maybe you stored, that you put away, that you didn't feel safe enough to feel in the moment. And it'll start to not only bring up the emotions as a way of healing them, but it will also bring conscious awareness to the emotional realm, the emotional language that human beings communicate with. And it's like getting your own PhD, honestly. Her book is so well done. It's like getting a PhD in terms of your own emotional intelligence. And with that emotional intelligence, especially if you're a healer and working with other people in whatever capacity you do, it helps you to identify those emotions in yourself, but also in other people. And the second gift I think the book brought was not only being able to feel the emotions and feelings within my own energy field and helping to release pockets of stuff that maybe I hadn't fully released or fully processed through, but, you know, it's like her book is kind of like being a compassionate witness just by her reading it to my process. But then as I'm raising my emotional intelligence and able to process through those feelings, it allows me to then be a better compassionate witness to those in my life. So it does help to learn how to be, that emotions are a big part of who we are as a human being and that they're not scary. For a lot of people on the planet, even though we are emotionally based beings, it seems as though we're quite afraid of our own emotions or other people's emotions. We're afraid if they cry. We're afraid if they're afraid. We're afraid if they're angry. We're afraid if they need space. We're afraid if they, you know, love us. We're afraid of so many different things when it comes to emotions, even as high empaths. And so we can, and it's kind of a dichotomy because as an empath, we're running so many emotions through our energy field all throughout the day. But yet at the same time, we might actually be afraid of emotions and the emotional realm as well, that we'll be overwhelmed by them. And that is one of the things I find that does happen with empaths is they get overwhelmed. And once the overwhelm takes over, it will create kind of an anxiety in your energy field. It can trigger all kinds of other imbalances that go on, whether it be with our digestion, our immune system, our nervous system, all kinds of things that can kind of go on there. So being able to process your own emotions is one of the greater gifts. And then as you do that, you raise your soul wisdom And then how you get to be of service to others comes more in a more stable form instead of an anxiety form, right? And so it helps to calm that down. And as a high empath, the other thing that happens is when you're running all these emotions through your own nervous system, it wigs it out. It's like your nervous system is like this channel, this super highway that travels up the spinal column and through your body. And part of it's meant to bring in energy from above so that your intuition, your inner listening, your body can actually feel, sense, hear, know the information coming down from spirit. And then your nervous system also picks up energy this way all around you in the physical world. And it gives you information on how to navigate, how to move throughout the world. But if you start empathing your children's energy field and your partner's energy field and your parents' energy field and your friends and your clients and people that you work with or the collective or whatever, then what happens is your nervous system gets overwhelmed and that it kind of starts to break it down. It's like this electrical system. Like think about electrical wires. And if you run too much energy through them, they start to fray and they don't work as well. Right? So staying very grounded, drinking plenty of water, things like that helps. But just simply not running everybody else's emotions through your body will help immensely. And whenever you do, it's one of the reasons that empaths pull their energy in so close to themselves as well. And so when you start to expand your auric field by using your breath and just pushing your auric field out, you're going to have more breathing room. Putting up the permission rose in front of you, that white, beautiful permission rose that kind of just spans the whole front of your body and all your chakras, where you're kind of gauging what kind of permission you want to allow from somebody or that you want to go into their energy field or not. And these are some things that can kind of heal this. So with balancing out, really asking, how do I feel? What's most loving for me in the energy field? And breathing into knowing I'm the all-consuming flame of unconditional love. These are some things that will give you the safety to be in your own feelings and emotions. And when you don't take on so much of other people's emotions, particularly because you're just simply wanting connection, I find that's why most of us do it. But in the process of that, your nervous system will calm down. And if you have anxiety or depression, I find that both are sort of affected by this. You'll find very naturally that depression and anxieties and overwhelms will subside and you'll just come back into balance within yourself. So we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned and we'll be back in just a moment.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martine.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining me. All right. So what we're going to go into now is the card readings. And so looking at to see, we have three different readings we're going to go into. You can sort of pick and choose which one might fit where you're at in the moment. And if there's any guidance that you're seeking right now, sometimes you can find that all three of the readings just kind of go right, you know, you might relate to aspects of any one of them. But we're going to start with this. So reading number one, just tune in, see if that one kind of lights up for you. Reading number two or reading number three. So you just want to take a deep breath, relax in, notice how that feels to you. What kind of comes in on the energy, one, two, or three. Okay, so for the first reading that we're doing today, and if this aligns with your energy field, it is, and these are the Voyager cards, the Knower, Sage of Crystals. And so right now, if this deck aligns with you, you might find that right now you're in the process of re-identifying yourself, really getting to know who you are at a much deeper level, and accessing some of those sage-like qualities of higher knowing. Particularly in the crystals, which deals a lot with the mental body. In this case, I'd say the higher self, the higher mental body. And right now, again, kind of reevaluating who you are in the world and looking at it more from a sage-like knowing and awareness, maybe outside of what you have identified yourself in terms of your childhood or your family dynamics or things you've done or not done in the world. This is you getting to know yourself at a much deeper level. So that sage-like card of the Knower and, you know, to know thyself. And along with this one will come different gifts that you may have. So when you start knowing yourself at a higher level, you get to actually see some of your divine qualities and higher attributes and gifts that you've brought in this lifetime are now starting to awaken at a deeper level. Okay, the next card coming in is the energy of time, space. So as you get to know yourself, and one of the things that you may be doing is pulling yourself up and out of the old image of yourself, which is oftentimes based on past experiences and family stuff, you're actually healing karmic patterns. And so there's karmic life issues that you may have come in this lifetime to deal with, to work on, and to manifest at a higher level in your life. And this one is really going to help you to let go of those karmic ties. And this may also start to affect some of the relationships in your life. But most of all, it's the relationship to yourself. It's the relationship to yourself where you might have taken on certain images, projections, archetypes that are not necessarily really true about you. And you get to come back to your true self through that energy of knowing yourself. So in this particular reading, you got knowing yourself at that higher level, seeing your higher gifts, higher energy. Because of that, you now have the awareness and the wisdom to now be able to break through the karmic ties that have maybe kind of bound you or held you back in any way. And so releasing some of that, the karmic energy. And as that transmutes, when karma, which is action, reaction, it's how we're learning about ourselves as a soul in this world. When those things release, you transform it into your dharma, your higher life surface, your higher life path. And with that, the third card out of this reading is the art card. And the art card is all about getting to be the sacred architect of your own life, that you're literally going to start building your life with your own hands, standing on your own 2 feet. You'll notice in this particular card that the priestess archetype is here. So that engages your higher self, which is complementary to the knower card, you know, the sage of crystals, right? The higher mental body. But the priestess actually sees the big picture, sees the vision, that rainbow light there. She's able to see really the future of what you're wanting to create, what you're here for at a higher level, and that you now have the strength of character, the strength of your soul's wisdom to build a life that maybe you've really come here to fulfill and to live, that you haven't maybe, that you've been working towards, but now you actually have the capacity to do it. So if this alignment of energy shows up for you, you're knowing yourself, starting to see yourself more through the eyes of your higher self versus a wounded aspect. It is going to help you to release and heal your karmic patterns and the issues that you've kind of been working on this lifetime. And it gives you the freedom now to be the sacred architect of your own life and to begin building a life that is most meaningful and aligns with your soul blueprint at that higher level. And if anybody's interested in working on their soul blueprint at a deeper level, I do offer that work, soul blueprint work. You can reach me at mywildmagic.com if you want to check that out. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. All right. So if you relate to the second deck, the second reading that we're doing today, this one is related to, we're starting with the card of confusion, six of crystals. And the confusion card, especially crystals, dealing with your mental body. And this one, if you're experiencing this one, it feels like it's related to being caught between worlds. It feels like there's that the part of you that's breaking patterns of who you've been in the world, what you've known, what you thought the world would be, that you may be breaking through some of those things. And in that breakthrough, it may be confusing aspects of you that's been hanging on to that old identity, and you're stepping into a new realm. So we're going to go ahead and ask that any confusion be transformed into clarity. So transforming confusion into clarity, which is a nice one to do, calling in some angels to help us with that. And sometimes it's in the confusion that it actually serves us, because as long as we think we know the world around us, I know what I'm going to do when I wake up. I know what I'm going to do during the day. I know what I'm going to do. I know that I can count on this, that, and the other. That sometimes when we go into confusion and we don't know, it's when the greatest growth happens, the greatest of our soul growth happens. So in this particular energy, confusion feels like it might be helping you. It might be part of a growth pattern right now, that what you thought was true about yourself or other people or the world may not be quite true. And it's going to create some space, some room for a new clarity to come forth. So think about that in terms of confusion. Also, confusion is another one in terms of empaths, that when you feel confused, when somebody's saying something to you and it doesn't feel like it fits, like you're a little confused about what they're saying about you or whatever, that's a good sign that the person speaking might be projecting something out of their own nervous system. So when you feel confusion and it doesn't feel like it matches you, it's a great indicator that person might be projecting. And that's when you really want to step back. Don't take it on. Put in your permission rose in front of you, that beautiful white rose, to help out with that. So again, really learning who you are beyond the confusion, having clarity to that higher self. The second card in that deck is the Learner, Child of Crystals. And so again, we're dealing a lot in both of these readings so far, a lot with the mental body realigning itself. So the Learner card, Child of Crystals, is all about moving out of the confusion of who you think you are, really coming into the clarity of more of who you are. The Learner card is where you're stepping out of your shadows here, where you maybe feel insecure and don't know yourself, into this bright, shiny, magical child part of you, where you're going to start learning about your higher attributes and higher gifts, higher way of being. And the Learner card is really learning about the magical gifts that you've come in this lifetime that maybe have been a bit elusive or you haven't realized up until now. So you're coming out of your own shadows into your own light, and learning how to access some of the divine gifts that you've brought forth this lifetime, which will be a great service for you and of service to others. Okay, and then the final card on that energy is that particular reading is the priestess. And so one of the higher attributes that you're going to be learning about is stepping into that higher priest or priestess archetype, where you get to have that incredible sense of clarity. So this is a really interesting reading that we start out with confusion, right? As you embrace that magical child part of you to start learning about your true life gifts, and not feeling insecure about it, but really giving yourself the, the awareness of some of what you've come in with and start to develop that, that confusion transforms into the priestess. And the priestess is the card out of the whole Voyager deck that probably has the greatest clarity. She's the one that just sees, that pierces the veils of illusion, that sees the higher truth and can really move forward in that capacity and in that way. So that's a really beautiful energy to kind of watch. So if you're feeling this energy, again, it's transforming confusion, moving into the learner, these higher attributes, and becoming the priestess and having that clarity in your life. Okay, and in the third part of the reading here, if this is the one that aligned with you, we're starting the energy with strength. And this is a real deep personal strength. It's where you are gaining strength from the inside out. So even though you might have strength of character and strength in other ways externally, it's in the way in which you move through the world, it's really more an alignment of the internal strength that you've come here to develop within yourself. And again, transforming karma into dharma takes a lot of strength and strength of character, strength of will, using your free will to really show up in the world and stay focused on what you want to create. What's going to support that is the player card, child of world. So we have another magical child energy coming in here, where part of what's going to give you strength right now is seeing life a little bit more like a playground, maybe not taking it as serious, and having more trust in the universe, knowing that you're being taken care of, opening up to new experiences and new playful things that come along with that. And then the final card that develops here, which is similar to the priestess actually, is Woman of Wands. It's the card of the sensor, and that Woman of Wands is able to sense and use her intuitive emotional capacities to really sense what's going on intuitively and let that be her guide. And so the sensing, that intuitive gift, is really going to help that inner strength and that strength of character that you have as well. So that is our Voyager card reading. Stay tuned, and we will be back in just a moment to complete our call today with Archangel Raphael and doing some healing work.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, A Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows.
Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned with me here today. So we have been going through empathy and some of the characteristics of empathy and how to maybe use that more to your advantage. Without being overwhelmed. Also doing the Voyager card readings in the last segment there. Hope that was helpful, helping to kind of integrate where you might be in the perfect moment of when you listen to this. And how we want to kind of close out our call today is with one of the archangels. And the archangel that was coming forth to work with us today is Archangel Raphael. And that is the angel that deals with the green flame, the green ray, which is a ray of creation, of divine healing energy and creativity, healing and creativity, and works with the second chakra. So that second chakra, navel area. So let's just call in and do a little meditation with Archangel Raphael for any kind of healing that any of us might need, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and just healing for the world in general. So we're just going to close our eyes and just begin to follow the natural rhythm of our breath, just breathing in and out. Just allowing your aura to expand, particularly with some of the empathy we've been talking about, just expanding your auric field with your arms outstretched, just feeling it go all the way out. Notice that you can breathe a little easier when you do that. We want to open up to that chamber of the sacred heart, chamber of the sacred heart energy, that field of unconditional love. And just noticing I am an I am statement. I am the all-consuming flame of unconditional love. And that all-consuming aspect is consuming anything less than unconditional love, anything that's conditional, right? So I am the all-consuming, activating that flame like a fire in your energy field of unconditional love. And just sitting in that energy for a moment and just feeling that as that unconditional love ignites in, around, and through you, that it puts up a beautiful kind of field of light around you. It's a very protective energy. Noticing how you are divinely, unconditionally loved beyond measure. That it's your true natural state of being. And you're just coming back into the remembrance of that. And the third thing, first is it puts that field of light around you. Second, you realize you are deeply, divinely, unconditionally loved beyond measure. And the third thing is you actually are a instrument of unconditional love. As a human soul, a human being, that's one of our higher characteristics, is that we're literally an instrument of unconditional love. And the way we access that is just by using the power of our breath, breathing in and breathing out, puts us into harmonic resonance within ourself, our spirit, source energy. And out of that, it helps to connect us in with that resonance of remembering our divine connection. And when you remember your divine connection, you begin to radiate it out because it raises your vibration, you begin radiating out that blessing of unconditional love like a lighthouse out into the world itself. We're going to call in the Great Central Sun Angels, which is the tribe of light I work with. Great Central Sun Angels. Expanding the quantum prayer field around us, like this quantum prayer field for anybody who's listening now, in the moment, later, just whatever, throughout that network of Transformation Talk Radio. That quantum prayer field. We're going to connect to source energy, imagining like a portal of light above your head, about 300 feet above your head, going up into the upper chakra system and commanding down the tube of pure electronic white light, pure love and light streaming through the crystalline core of your body, your nervous system, spinal column, harmonizing, balancing all your chakras, clearing your energy field, clearing any spin inversions. And then we want to ground our energy, which is really good for empaths to do. Ground your energy all the way into the heart of the earth, to a place that feels really positive and good for you. And you're just anchoring your life force in there, anchoring that energy in, that pure love and light. So it literally is blessing the planet. But when you tap into planetary source energy, it's a grounding energy as a human being. And it actually funds energy up through the bottoms of your feet, knees, hips, up around your heart. And now you're connected from above and below in that perfect balance. And your heart being the conduit in your human form of really amplifying energy. So accessing that big golden light around you, creating a beautiful blessing ball. So we're just imagining this beautiful blessing ball in front of us, like this big ball of light. And just as you hold your hands out, you can almost feel the energy of it being gathered. And notice what color it is for you. It could be rainbow colors. It could be white. It could be golden. It could be blue. Could be green, just noticing what color comes in. It could be multiple colors, allowing that blessing ball and just breathing in and out. And the first thing we want to do is we're going to bless ourselves with pure love and light, pure love and light, pure love and light, blessing ourselves with pure source energy, pure source energy, pure source energy, blessing ourselves with grace and gratitude, grace and gratitude, grace and gratitude. Okay, so that really kind of starts to supercharge that and get it going. So I always like to start with that because that's kind of our intention, and that anybody who's in our energy field are instantly blessed in pure love and light, grace and gratitude, that any perceived problems are instantly resolved in the perfect harmonious solution, that all of our needs are met and 10 times more in the law of abundance, that ray of abundance streaming down, the universal rays downloading each of us with whatever uniquely is serving us in the moment, whatever universal rays are coming in to be of highest service to us. And just noticing, you might see different rays of light coming in, different streams of energy. You might have an awareness or a knowingness, and that energy is just coming in like these rays of light into our beautiful blessing ball. Seeing ourselves with loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity within all of our relationships. And then I want you just to take a moment just to ask if there's anything else that you want to bring into your blessing ball, that you want to bless for yourself, any projects or goals that you might have, any heart's desires, anything you want to bless for other people or other living beings. I'm just going to give you a moment to call that energy in. And we're going to go ahead and bless the earth, just blessing the earth and all sentient life on the planet and out into the universes with pure love and light, purified source energy, grace and gratitude. All right. And then we're going to call in now to Archangel Raphael coming in, Archangel Raphael coming in service to our energy field of any healing, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. Any place where Archangel Raphael can come in and bring forth that energy of rejuvenation, regeneration, healing energy deep within the presence of our soul, within our inner child, within our magical child, within our mental body, higher mental body, our spirit, our light body, our deep unconscious, conscious and superconscious, and healing energy, all the angels of divine healing coming in and around us, in and around the earth, in and around the family of humanity. Blazing forth and just absorbing this beautiful green light and source energy light and your own I Am presence coming in, aligning this energy. And then we're going to, as we gather this blessing ball and the beautiful presence of Archangel Raphael, who will continue working with you for as long as is needed, with the angels of divine healing, helping to balance out your chakras, your emotional body. And we're going to turn this blessing ball over now to the divine mind, heart of all creation, source energy, your I Am and cosmic Christ presence, to organize this blessing ball now for the highest good of all concerned. We give thanks that this is done, and so it is. And so I do offer personal sessions and intuitive readings, Reiki, Vision Quest, books, different things. You can go to my website to see what I offer at mywildmagic.com. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. Okay, hope to see you next week, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.